This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Speaking of cities, as we just were, a lot of them are looking different now. People are wearing masks. Obviously, outdoor dining has taken over parking spots or roads sometimes, and those roads often have fewer cars on them. But generally speaking, cities are monuments to history, reflections of the way societies were set up when times were different. Jobs were different, transportation was different, and how we thought about gender roles was different, too. There was a story in the Financial Times not too long ago called "What Would a City Designed by Women Look Like?" Antonia Cundy wrote it, so we called her up to talk about it. Antonia, welcome to the program.
Hi, Guy. Thanks for having me.
I want to start with a line from this piece, which will reveal my male privilege, but that's kind of what this story is about. every city in the world, you write, was designed and built by men, which, of course, but it's kind of stunning to read that and think about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of part of the problem is that when you actually think about it, we are up against such kind of huge historical weight. And Saskia Sassen, this wonderful kind of doyen of urban planning and theory that I spoke to, kind of makes this point that we are lumped with all this enormous amount of stone and concrete, which was designed when there were much more traditional, by which we sort of mean sexist, gender roles and the division of labor. And so, you know, you kind of have to be positive about the small changes that can be made because that is what we're up against.
Well, so let's talk about some of those changes that are slowly being made by women and people of color and people with disabilities who get into transportation and urban planning roles because they're happening. It's happening slowly, but it's happening. Mm. What kinds of changes do they bring?
So a lot of it kind of focuses on things like decongestion. They are focusing on ideas like super blocks and the 15-minute city where space is kind of given back to people in a city. So you kind of remove the cars or send them to perimeter roads, for example, in the super blocks.
Yeah. Sorry, explain the super block thing.
Yeah, so the super block, basically groups of streets are clumped together. Essentially, the idea is that all main traffic gets kept to perimeter roads around the super block so that the inner streets are pedestrianized. They're kind of communal spaces. Yeah, that's how that works.
And then in theory, work and school and kids and home are all more accessible than they are in a lot of these male-designed super cities, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is like a great example of kind of what we're up against, as we say, is that cities were generally designed with financial and business districts being separate from schools or residential areas because they were designed with these traditional gender roles whereby men got the train to work and women stayed at home and dealt with childcare. And so that's where it actually, what Anne Hidalgo is doing in Paris, where the 15-minute city, which is this idea that all your kind of basic needs and amenities, including work, childcare, education, etc., are within a 15-minute walk or cycle. So it's about making that kind of greater accessibility and to make it easier for society to share these roles.
Yeah. Not to end on a downer, but men have been designing cities in our societies for millennia. The pipeline of women in top architecture firms and in transportation and urban design roles is minimal. So this is a long haul here.
Yeah, it is difficult. I mean, I think a lot of the women I spoke to repeated this idea of being the only woman in the room.
Yeah.
And that their ideas about putting community first rather than sort of the economic city first were sort of seen as quite whack and off the wall. But I think, you know, it is getting better. And an exciting thing is that COVID is definitely accelerating these ideas. For example, the 15-minute city fits in with us all working from home. So I think the pandemic will hopefully make progress in this.
Something good coming out of this pandemic. Antonia Cundy, writing in the Financial Times about cities and what maybe a city designed by women might look like. Antonia, thanks very much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kai. Thanks for having me.